wanting to know what to speak on today, because I don't just have a library full of 52 messages that I rotate every year.
Right. Amen.
I don't have a library like that. I would have a hard time trying to put on the bulletin outside the church on Sunday morning what we're going to preach next Sunday, because I never know until it's done what's going to be done. So I can't put those out on the bulletin board. I told Brother Jay, we had a visiting minister, and he had him put some pictures up and scriptures and things, and he had it all down to an art. I said, Jay, I don't think I want you to do that for me. Jay said, I don't think I'm going to do that. He said, no, because I might read one scripture, I might read 50.
Yeah.
I might read a quote, I might read nothing. I might preach, I might, who knows? I don't know what I'm going to, like, don't know what you're going to do until it's done. So I sit and I think about what to bring here, and knowing that we were doing the dedication, I thought, you know, I want to do something appropriate for the dedication, but I've never been an appropriate person. I never get anything done, man, where, you know, I tell them I'm going to preach a Christmas message, they just laugh at me. If I tell them I'm going to do an Easter message, they just laugh. You can't do that. I'm not going to do it. I'll mess it up. So I was thinking about what to bring today, and Jay preached on Wednesday night. I'm one of our ministers, and he brought some things that made my mind spin. So I thought, well, I guess I'll bring it here, because I only have one message.
Yeah. Right?
I don't have a message for home and a message for somewhere else.
Right.
I only have one message.
Right.
It's either a message for the bride or it's not.
That's right.
Right. Either you're going to eat it or you won't. So I think today, what I want to do is, if you will, turn with me over to Exodus chapter 12. I want to start there.
Yes, Lord.
And I want to read the scripture, which we know it's pretty common amongst us. We all read it. I think Jay may have mentioned it. If he hadn't read it, he may have read it himself. I'm not sure. I didn't go back to see what services, what he had mentioned. But Exodus chapter 12. And two verses here I want to read. Verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast,
yes,
and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord.
Yes.
And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I may pass over you.
Yes.
And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you.
Come on.
When I smite the land of Egypt.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. Lord, we're so grateful for your word.
Yes.
Thankful for knowing that, Lord, you are God. And you always will be God. You will take care of us.
Amen.
You promised in your word that you would take care of us. And Lord, as we read your scriptures, we can see the types and the shadows and the parables. And we can read about things that you said and things that you promised. And Lord, we come to a point in this service where we want to take your word and we want to bring it to the people. Ask you to just anoint both the speaker and the hearer. Forgive us for where we've let you down and where we need to push up a little more, Father. Ask you to go before us and help us as we, Lord, finish out this race that's laid before us. Thank you for, Lord, all those who were able to come this morning and touch those who were not able to be here today. I ask you to touch a pastor's wife and my wife and just be with the family of God around the world. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. I'd like to title this message this morning, The Token at Evening Time.
Amen.
Because this token that he's talking about here, if we go back and look at Egypt, and we go back and look at Israel, that's my sister, y'all. We go back and look at Egypt, and we go back and look at what God did for Israel, and we'll be able to see the pattern. And like I was saying, if you can find God's fingerprint, you can find God.
That's right.
If you can see, if Brother Brown said, if you can meet the same conditions that someone else met,
amen,
then you can get the same result.
Amen.
So
amen.
If you can get yourself in a place where you can receive the same condition that God has done something for somebody before, if God ever healed,
right,
get yourself in the same condition and he will heal you.
Right. Amen.
You know, if you say, well, that woman that touched the hem of his garment, what did she do?
Hey.
She had one thing on her side. She had faith.
Amen.
So she had faith to touch his garment. And once she touched his garment, it wasn't even Jesus doing it.
Right? Oh, amen.
A lot of times we look to Jesus and think it's on him.
Right.
But it's not always on him.
No.
Sometimes it's got to be on you. Because it's your faith that moves.
Amen.
Do you realize it's your faith that moves the preacher?
Yeah.
Right. Preacher don't have no real gift.
Thank you, Lord.
They want to make themselves feel like they got a real gift, but it's the people that pull the gift.
That's right. Amen.
That the preacher has is the gift to get out of the way.
Right.
So if you can get out of the way, the people who use their gift can pull God out of you.
Amen.
That's how that works.
Amen.
And the thing is when you can get in the condition that somebody else has found themselves in, you can get the same result.
Right.
Amen.
If you've heard, if somebody heard from God, and you want to hear from God, ask them, how'd you hear them? What did you do that God started talking to you? They might have fasted. They may have separated themselves. They may have done something that caused them to get in a condition that made them receptacles that God can talk to.
Right. Amen.
If you want to hear from God, you do the same thing.
Amen.
So the thing is, if you can find the pattern of God, then you can find God.
Amen.
Now, here in Egypt, God was trying to set a pattern here.
Right. Amen.
He had a group of people who were caught down in bondage.
Yes.
And he had a group of people who needed to be set free.
Right.
He had a people that were his people.
Yeah.
And God's people need to be set free.
Yeah.
Amen.
So God's people have to get in condition that God can even set them free.
Right.
He didn't just go down here and set them free. He told them there were some requirements that they had to do in order to be even set free. He told them they had to set up a lamb. They had to set it up for 14 days.
Yeah.
They had to separate themselves. They had to put their shoes on. They had to eat in haste. There were things that they had to do to set themselves up to receive what God had for them. So here at this point in verse 12, God was looking at his people, and he said, I'm going to pass through the land.
Yes.
Because a lot of people think God is just an old, doty grandfather God.
Oh, no.
But God's not just an oldie, doty grandfather God. He's a God of justice.
Amen.
He's a God of law. He's a God of love. He's a God. He will repay those that does them wrong.
Yes,
he will.
So God will take care of his people, but he knew that he was going to bring judgment on the land, and people didn't think he was going to bring judgment. They didn't believe in God. Pharaoh didn't believe in God. Those Egyptians didn't believe in God. They thought God was something that they just made up. They had 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 gods. All kind of gods. But they didn't know the real God.
Amen.
They didn't know the real God was God. He's justice. They didn't know he was going to bring justice in the world. And they set their lifestyle up in a way that they were going to bring pressure on the children of God. But they didn't realize that God was watching.
Yes.
And that the children of God was only going to go so far before God steps in.
Glory.
God got to a point with the Egyptians that he said, I've had enough.
Yes.
He told Moses, I have heard the cry of my people.
Yes.
Number one, you got to be crying to God.
Yes.
God wants to know that you want him to
pray.
He's not going to just come because it's time. He's going to call because the people are calling for
calling.
Yes. He said, when I come back to the earth, will I find faith?
Yes.
I can answer that today.
Yes.
I can answer that today. The answer to that question is yes, he's going to find faith.
Yes.
How are you going to find faith? Because I'm here. There's going to be a group of people that's going to be crying for deliverance.
Amen.
Not going to be settling down with this world and settling down with the world order. Like Brother Peterson said, I'm sick of this place.
Yeah.
I'm going to get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sick of this place and want to get out of here.
Amen.
But the world order has got to get in the condition that they were in Egypt in order for God to even hear the cry of the people.
Amen.
The world's got to lose their love for God. The world's got to lose their even to who God really is. They don't know who God is.
Amen.
They don't know God when he walks up to them. And God,
right.
in this hour, will walk up to them.
Yes.
But they don't know it. Because they don't believe that God's in skin. They don't believe the word has been made flesh. They don't believe that the deliverer has come down. Moses came down and God said, I have come down. But which one was it? Moses and God became one. The deliverer came in Moses.
Amen.
Amen.
And how we're living in. If we're at the end time, and we are.
Yes, we are.
If we're in bondage, and we are. If Satan is trying to destroy us, and he
is.
If people have forgotten God, and they have.
Amen.
And if this world is in such a condition that we can't stay here anymore, and it is.
Amen.
And it looks to me like we're meeting the same conditions that they met down in Egypt. When God said, I have heard the cry of my people, and have come down to deliver them.
Come on.
God's got to come down to deliver us.
Yes.
We're not going to get out of here on our own. He's going to have to come down from heaven. He's going to have to make himself one with men one more time.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I pass through the land, and I'm going to smite the firstborn of every house. Every house is going to be hit by this.
Right?
See, remember, God's going to bring destruction.
Yes, he is.
But he's not going to bring it to his people.
Amen.
God won't destroy us.
No.
Not with them.
No.
He's going to take us out of this mess.
Yes,
he's not going to leave us down here. People are trying to buy these 3-year, 7-year tribulation period meal packets. They're trying to make it through the tribulation period. But ain't nobody going to make it through the tribulation period. They don't know whether it's 3 years or 7 years, but they want to make sure they have enough food to last. But God, let me tell you something. God's come down, and when he leaves here, it's going to be total destruction to the world.
Yeah.
You got 3 years or 7 years worth of food. None of it's going to do you no good.
Come on.
Just another gimmick that Satan's using to make money on this earth. They don't any more believe God's coming back than nothing. But he said, I'm coming down. And the thing that God did was he veiled himself in human flesh.
Right.
That's the key. That's a key point.
Yes.
If the coming of the Lord the first time in Egypt came because he put himself in human flesh, what makes you think he's going to do any different at the end time?
Right.
Amen.
If God's going to destroy this earth again, and he will.
Yes, he will.
He's got to come down, and he did.
Yes.
And he's got to put himself in human flesh, and he has.
Yes.
And he's got to bring a message to this world one more time.
One more time.
Before the destruction hits.
Amen.
Now, he told them here.
That's right.
He said, I'm going to kill everything. Man and beast. Do you realize when this first burning comes, there'll be nothing left?
Nothing.
Nothing left. My Bible tells me that it's going to be a burning that will leave no branch. It's going to burn into a stubble. In other words, that first burning is to get rid of all mankind. Get rid of all life. And when he does that, then God will regenerate this whole earth over again. And he'll have 1,000 years to where we will be able to come down and reign on this earth again.
Amen.
Without the world order in here at all.
Amen.
This world cosmos will be done away with.
Amen.
God's going to do away with this world order with that first burning. All those nuclear bombs and all those nuclear stacks and all those silos and everything else that they think they're doing for their protection, it's only them setting themselves up for that first burning.
Amen.
And that first burning come, every nuclear bomb, every missile, every gun, every bullet, every gun piece of gunpowder, everything that's on this earth is going to be done away with.
Amen.
Because God's got to clean this place off.
Yeah.
He's got a bride coming.
Yeah.
He's got a wife coming. And he's going to destroy and turn this whole place over again.
Yeah.
So that when he builds on this world the next time, he don't have to worry about sin.
Yeah.
He won't have to worry about sin. He won't have to worry about unbelief. He won't have to worry about liars. He won't have to worry about all those things. Because they will be in the dirt.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what he's going to do.
Yes.
He's going to burn this place off.
Yes.
Then he's going to have 1,000-year honeymoon.
Yes.
He's going to have a time with his wife.
Yes.
He's going to have a time with the bride. about the devil. Yeah. You realize when we come back, we won't even have to worry about all the devil will still be here.
Yeah.
He'll be here, but we'll be made of three parts that he can't touch.
Amen.
I got my new soul, I have my theophany, I have my glorified body. I'll be all three. Yeah. And the devil can't touch none of them.
Thank you, Lord.
But he can't do nothing to me. I have a 1,000 years that the devil has to sit back and watch.
Come on.
The devil won't be able to touch us then. He'll be the bride of Jesus Christ. And we'll be on the earth having a honeymoon. A 1,000-year reign. Do you know why I got a 1,000-year reign? I'll get back
that one day.
But you know what? We got a 1,000-year reign. We got a 1,000-year reign to prove to the devil that the curse has broken.
Yeah, right.
That's the only reason this is there for.
Amen.
Because 1,000 years is nothing compared to eternity.
Yeah.
It'll be like a day to us.
Yeah.
But the devil will have to sit back in a corner somewhere and have to watch the bride enjoy her husband. And watch the husband enjoy his bride. He'll have to sit back and not do nothing. Because he doesn't have anything to work with. He can't touch the bride. He can't touch the groom. His workers are all in the ash. He has nothing to work with.
Amen.
So God promised him in Egypt. He said, I'm coming down there. I'm sending you a message. One more message. And when I send this message, you better follow it.
Right?
You better do what it says.
Better.
And in this message, it came through a man, through a prophet.
Yeah.
Moses was God's mouthpiece.
Yes.
When Moses spoke, God spoke.
Amen.
When Moses moved, God
That's
moved.
That's right.
So every time that the church had to move, they had to get with Moses.
Amen.
If you didn't get with Moses, you didn't get with
you
God.
You didn't get with God. Right. Amen.
That's why this church was in trouble because they turned down our Moses.
Right. Yeah.
They didn't want our Moses.
Right.
They didn't want the one that God sent to us.
Amen.
They didn't understand how God could get into a man and he could speak to us and he could tell us what he wanted us to do at the end time. They were so caught in church tradition and church dogmas that they had all the things that they wanted. They were rich. They were increased with goods and had need of nothing.
Amen.
They didn't want God anymore.
Amen.
But when Moses stepped on the scene, I don't care how many gods the Egyptians had, the one true God come to Israel.
Amen.
Through Moses.
Through a man.
The
Amen.
The only mouthpiece to find out what God was going to do was through Moses.
Amen.
And Moses had to go down to the children of Israel. It wasn't God just speaking to the children of Israel. God has a way that he does his work.
Yes.
I told you, if you find his footprint, you find his fingerprint, you can find God.
Amen.
God said, I won't do nothing until I first reveal it to the servants, my prophets.
Amen.
He's not going to talk to you without a prophet.
Amen.
He's not going to work with you without a prophet.
Amen.
He'll first reveal it to a prophet or you won't get it.
Amen.
God held himself to his own word and he sent Moses down. God come down to Egypt. God come down to Goshen. God come down to the children of Israel.
Amen.
God told them exactly what to do.
He
did. You realize the only people who knew what to do was the people who recognized where God was.
Exactly. Amen.
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 Nobody else knew.
Right.
The whole rest of the Egyptian family world, none of them knew what God was doing. But Israel knew.
Israel knew.
Why did Israel know? Because they heard from a prophet.
Yes. Amen.
The prophet come to them, and the prophet revealed the word in its true form.
Yes.
They said, Moses, we have 3 or 4 gods. Moses said, no, there's only one God.
Okay.
Listen to me. There's only one God. Right. One
Amen.
True God.
Yes.
And that God has come down. He's heard your cry.
Yeah.
So you had to cry to bring God on the scene.
Amen.
Yes,
and now that we've cried, God's come.
Yes.
Amen.
Now that we've got the world in the condition that it's in, God's here.
Amen.
God's veiled himself in human flesh.
Amen.
Do you realize all Israel was a manifestation of the word of God? God told Israel, said, I'm going to deliver you 400 years to the day.
That's right.
And it wasn't just Moses. It was the entire Israeli body of God that was sitting in there. God delivered the whole group out.
Yes,
according to his word. See, the thing is, God is not here to pat you on the back. He's here to fulfill his word.
Amen.
He ain't worried about what you like or what you don't like. He ain't worried about what you want or what you don't want. It's not about your likes and your privileges and what you think. It's about the word of God.
Amen.
God is only about his word.
Amen.
He don't care what you like. He don't care what you prefer. He don't care what you think. God is only about his word.
Amen.
If you are fulfilling God's word, God cares about you.
Amen.
If you're not fulfilling God's word, God don't care about you.
Amen.
Sometimes God's word means he's got to hurt you. Sometimes God's word means he's got to kill you. Sometimes God's word means he's got to wipe you out. It's all about his word. Israel right now is fighting the entire world because God is with them, and they're doing things that the whole world don't agree with. They're killing men. They're killing women. They're killing babies. They're killing animals. They're destroying cities. They're doing it. Sounds like the Bible to me.
Amen.
Yes, yes it does.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
The world don't know how to fight like Israel fights.
No.
We want to have the assemblies get behind us. We want the United Nations to tell us what we can and can't do. But you know what? God ain't worried about United Nations. God ain't worried about what the world thinks. God is not even worried about how it looks.
Amen.
Look what happened here. Do you know God killed the firstborn in every house?
Come on.
That didn't look good. Do you know every home was affected? That didn't look good. The king lost his son? That didn't look good. Pharaoh lost his son. The maid lost her son.
Amen.
The animals lost their son.
Yes.
My God, what kind of God is that?
Come on!
Come on!
A group of people to kill families. Yes. The one true God.
Amen.
And do you realize when God finishes with the Gentiles, they ain't seen nothing yet. Other than that in Israel right now, but they ain't seen nothing yet. God ain't even dealing with them like he wants to yet.
Amen.
God won't deal with the Jews until he's finished with us.
Amen.
When he takes us out of here, you ain't seen nothing yet. Israel has only begun to fight.
Amen.
That's okay.
Preach, Lord.
They will never go away because they got two prophets coming in.
Amen.
You know why they got two prophets coming? Because God does nothing except he first revealed it to his servants, the prophets. The prophets are going to go back to Israel. The prophets are going to tell the Israelites, the 144,000, exactly who God is. Just like Moses did. And when they find out who God, you ain't seen them fight yet. You ain't seen them fight yet.
Right.
So here Moses was. He went down there. The word of God made flesh. He went to a group of people who became the Word of God made flesh. How did they become the Word of God made flesh? They became the Word of God made flesh by receiving the prophet.
Receiving the prophet.
When you receive the Word, you become the Word.
Amen.
You become the Word of God made flesh. And then when you walk, the Word walks.
The Word walks.
When you speak, this word speaks.
That's right.
When you move, the word moves. But you know what? The world's not going to see it then.
No.
They've never recognized
they
God.
Never recognized him.
They never recognized God when he spoke.
Right.
But here God was down there in Egypt. He told them what he's going to do. He told them how to be saved. He told them how. Do you know what he told Cain? He said, Cain, if you do what Abel did, I will save you.
Yeah.
Anybody in Egypt, anybody, Pharaoh, any of them, who did what the prophet said would have been saved.
Amen.
You know the problem? The problem was that they didn't believe what the prophet said.
Right.
Amen.
And by not believing the prophet, you won't do what the prophet said do. And by not doing what the prophet said do, then you don't have the gift of God to back you. Do you know God protected anybody who followed the message?
That's right.
Amen.
That's the truth. God protected anybody who followed the word.
Amen.
Right. So he said, I'm coming down. God himself, the Lord himself. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice, and a trumpet.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you watch the fingerprint, you can find where God is.
Yeah. I see him.
I see him over here in Exodus. I see him over there in Corinthians. I see him over in Revelation. He's all through the book.
Yeah.
He said, I have heard the cry of my people, and I have come down. He didn't send a son. He didn't send a second person. He didn't send a third person. He came himself.
Yeah.
Amen.
The Lord himself coming down to earth.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Moses delivering the people. It was God himself delivering the people.
Amen.
I have come down to deliver the people. Yeah. And you know who's delivering us in this hour? It's not William Branham.
It's not
Bill Peterson. Yeah. It's not Nate Moore. Yeah. It's the Lord himself. Yeah. He's doing the delivering. Yeah. If you can find out where he's at, look at his fingerprint, you'll find out where God is. I have seen the fingerprint of God in Exodus. I see God himself come down.
Yeah. Amen.
What did he do over here in verse 13?
Yes.
He said the blood shall be to you for a token.
Yes, sir.
What is a token?
Yes, sir.
A token, and I tell you what Brother Branham said, a token is a price that has been paid. It's a fare. A price has been paid. Now, those of us who have ridden the city buses, we know what a token is.
Yes.
We know what a token is.
Right.
You don't pay to get on the bus.
No, you can't.
You pay at the office and get a token.
Hey,
and when you get the token, then you take the token to the bus.
Amen.
Yes. You can't even offer him a $5 bill.
He won't take no money.
He won't take no cash. Your cash ain't good here. Your money don't work here. A token, I can't let you ride.
Hallelujah.
So he told him, he said, that blood that's going to be shed.
Yes.
Remember that lamb that had a little bit farther up, you read, that lamb was put up.
Yeah.
For 14 days.
Yeah. Amen.
And that 14 days has a significance.
That's right.
Seven of the old.
Yeah.
Seven of the new.
Yeah.
Right. He needed 14 days for that lamb to be put up.
Yeah.
14 days he was going to be set aside.
Yeah.
14 days he's going to be examined.
Yeah.
The church has examined him for 14 days.
Yeah.
The church has looked at him for 14 days.
Yeah.
We've looked for spots. We look for blemishes. But in him there is no blemish.
Amen.
In him there are no spots.
Yeah.
He's the perfect lamb that was put up for 14 days.
Amen.
Oh my goodness.
And it wasn't the blood.
Right.
But it was the light that was in the blood. Blood can't do nothing for you. Jesus' blood dried up. Just like everybody else's.
Yeah.
It had to be changed back and go back to the nurse. Just like everybody else's. But the blood ain't the issue. It's the life that's in that blood. The life that was in him came out of him. Remember what happened at the Calvary. Out of him came water. Out of him came blood. Out of him came the spirit. Those three elements is what took us out of him. And it takes those three elements to get back in him. You must be washed by the water. You've got to be cleansed by the blood. And you must have the spirit of God in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Watch his fingerprints. Okay. He said, I'm going to use his blood.
Yes, sir.
And his blood's going to be a token.
Right.
It's just going to be a representation.
Yes.
You know, the blood on the doorpost was not the reality.
No.
No, no, no.
That blood over the doorpost made a statement.
Right.
That blood over the doorpost said, a life has been given. On my behalf. Someone died that I could live.
Amen.
Do you know what Calvary is? It's just a type.
Yeah.
It's the mantle over the door. And it's a sign saying a life has been given for somebody else.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That token of the power.
Amen.
And when I see the blood.
Amen. Let's see that representation.
Yeah.
How bad it gets.
Come on.
I don't care how many countries fight.
Come on.
I don't care how many laws they bring.
Yeah.
I don't care how many things the church does.
Right.
I don't care what the world does.
Right.
When I see the blood,
right.
I'm not going to hold you accountable right. for the sin of this world.
Right.
I'm not going to make you pay for what they've done.
Right.
I'm not going to make you suffer with the rest of the world.
Yes.
See the blood, I will pass over you.
Yes.
You will not go through this here.
Yes.
I'm going to take you. You have already passed from death to life.
Yes. Yes.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Yeah.
And the plagues, what plagues?
Age
of Eagle Rock.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
All these different groups are out here.
Yes.
All these diseases.
Yes.
All these governments.
Yes.
These are all plagues.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
They're all on this world.
Yes.
This world order is a plague.
Yeah. Amen.
This cosmos is a plague.
Whole thing.
He said, I will not put you through that.
That's right.
But when I see the blood, I'll pass over you, and you won't be accountable. I'll pass, and the plague shall not be upon you.
Right.
Right.
I don't care who gets in the White House.
Amen.
They're full of plagues.
Yes. Amen.
I don't care who gets in the throne over there in Rome.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
I don't care who runs what country. They're full of plagues.
Amen.
They can't fix this.
No.
The only thing that's going to fix it is what God said it was going to fix it from the beginning.
Yes.
There's going to be a fire next time.
Yes.
That fire is the only thing that can fix the plagues.
Yes.
But he said he won't hold these plagues over us.
Yes.
When I see the blood, what blood? The blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I will pass over you.
Yes.
And you won't be a partaker of those things.
Thank you.
That's why I said, come out of her, my people.
Yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes.
That token over you keeps you safe and long.
Yes.
Amen.
You don't have to worry about the world, Lord.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about making sure who's in the White House.
No.
You don't have to worry about making sure who's on the Pope's throne.
No.
You don't have to worry about who the bishop is running the Baptist church.
No.
You don't have to worry about who the bishop in a Pentecostal denomination.
No.
I don't care who they are. God's plagues are going to fall on all of them.
Amen.
Because only the bride is going to escape this
only
thing.
The bride.
Only the bride will have the blood above her door.
Right.
Do you know that token is the Holy Ghost in this hour?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
When I see the token, I will pass over you.
Amen.
But then I started thinking when Jay was preaching this Wednesday night.
Amen.
I said, wait a minute. It's a little deeper than that.
That's right.
Because we had looked at the token, and we thought, well, the token's good because, you know what, we're protecting ourselves. We're protecting our family. We're protecting our loved ones. We're putting them under the token. That's all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
But, you know, the token, it's not for you.
Right.
Come on. The token are for your loved ones.
Not personal.
It's not for you. You know, Brother Graham said the gift, his gift wasn't even for him.
Right.
He'll heal everybody he has stomach problems.
Right.
It wasn't even for him.
Yeah.
Do you realize the token is not for you? It's for your loved ones.
Right.
Amen.
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 You don't need the token. You got
no,
the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
They don't have the Holy Ghost.
Thank you,
Lord. No, they don't.
They don't understand. But
no.
Your token can take care of them.
Yes.
When they were in the house, it was the father who was the believer.
Amen.
Amen.
I would even say it was the mother, because back in those days, the father was the head of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he said, don't put blood on the door, you know what? No blood was put on the door.
Yeah.
If he
Amen.
Said, put blood on the door, that was blood on the door.
Uh-huh.
The firstborn had no say-so in that.
Right.
He was just in the house.
Right.
Yeah. The plague was against him.
Yeah.
The daddy had to put it over the door on his behalf.
Yeah.
It wasn't going to kill the father.
No.
It's going to kill his firstborn.
Right. Yeah.
It wasn't going to kill you. It's going to take your family out.
Yeah.
And you got to hold your family under the token. Amen. Because they're depending on you to get them where they
yes.
need to go.
Right.
Right. Amen.
That's what we always thought about. But I was thinking about this Wednesday night. And I said, you know, that token's even bigger than that.
Yes, it is.
Because Brother Branham said that token didn't even come into effect until evening time.
That's right.
Amen.
And I started thinking about that. I said, wait a minute.
Amen.
In the hour that we're living in now,
yeah.
it's bigger than us.
That's
so we've started looking at bigger picture than just us.
Right.
Amen.
When we talk, I told our congregation, I said, when you say the bride, you're not talking about us. When you say the bride, you're talking about this.
Yes.
Amen. Right.
Because this is the bride body that he built.
Amen.
This is the bride body that is coming back.
Amen.
For. This is the bride body that he's done everything
church,
for.
Churches.
And do you realize the Holy Ghost has been in every age?
Amen.
Right.
Yes. Every one of them had the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You don't have the cabbage down on it and think, oh, we're the only ones. No, we're not.
No.
The
no.
Holy Ghost was in every age.
Amen.
Right. Amen.
Didn't have the understanding that we have.
Right.
But at evening time, it's going to take a little more than just the Holy Ghost. Because what we got to do, they've never done.
Come on.
What's got to happen now has never taken place.
Yes.
We got to get a dead body up. We got to get the bride up. We got to be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye.
Right.
We got to do things that nobody's ever done.
Amen.
So at the evening time hour, there's got to be an evening time message.
Right.
And with an evening time message, there's got to be a group of people with the authority and the power to take and do what is ordained.
Never done.
Amen.
Never done.
Amen.
The hour that we're living in.
Yes.
Yes.
So I start thinking about the loved ones, and I start thinking about the token, and I broaden my understanding. I said, wait a minute. These are my loved ones.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
The bride of every age
Come on.
Are my loved ones.
Right.
Oh, my family's my loved ones. They're part of me.
Yeah.
They're going to go with me because I'm going to receive a prophet's reward.
Right.
The prophet told us if you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, the word says, then you'll receive a prophet's reward.
Right.
And the word said that, and the prophet took a chair, he took his horse, he took his dog, he took his little baby who wasn't even old enough to even talk, he took his family, he took his dad who was a still what he made whiskey. He took his mom who had Catholic background. He took all these people.
Right.
That was his reward.
Amen.
But that wasn't the token.
Come on.
The token at the evening time was applied to the entire body of all ages.
Yes.
Amen.
Now we in the end time are standing here with the token that covers not only us, but it goes all the way to Paul. Because you know what? That scripture is not just for us. When I see the blood, do you know the blood was applied in every age?
Amen.
Do you know the people in every age believed in Calvary? Do you know they stood for the blood as much as they knew for the work that they had for their day?
Right.
They only had enough to get through that day.
That's right.
But that was just enough to get through that day.
Amen.
When Luther stepped on the scene, he didn't have to know what you know. He only had to know it was a just
right.
by faith.
Yes.
But that was enough to bring the token to him.
Yes.
That was
yes.
enough to bring the blood over him.
Amen.
And when God saw that, he too will now partake of that plague.
Right.
Amen.
Because the blood's going to cover him.
Amen.
Wesley, the blood's going to cover him.
Right.
Pentecost, the blood's going to cover them.
Amen.
This group up here at the end time, where it's total darkness, those that really believe this word, which is us, the blood's going to cover us. That token's going to cover the entire bride body. And when he sees the blood, he will pass over them. None of them are going to go to the judgment. None of them are going to be judged whether they're good enough or not. They have passed from judgment. They have passed from death in their life. That token that we're talking about now, that only can come at the 14th day, at the evening time, at the closing of the hour, is only available for now.
That's right.
And that was not that we got anything different, but now we know.
Right.
Yeah, right.
We know.
Yes.
We understand.
Amen.
We see the benefits of being who we are.
Right.
We see the benefits of being sons and daughters of God.
Yeah.
That token is now being applied to us. When we see this token, we realize that God has been working on this thing for 2,000 years.
Yes.
And he has sat there. He had the seven ages of the Old Testament.
Amen.
When Jesus comes. He sat there. And then in the New Testament, he actually, in Revelation chapter 5, he sat there on the throne for seven ages,
right?
Yeah.
To finish up those 7 days.
Yeah.
He sat there because he was doing the role of redemption,
right?
He was a mediator between
he
God
was.
And man.
Right? Amen.
He didn't let the devil have us, none of us.
No,
he stepped there for this whole bride.
That's right.
He stood in the gap for this bride.
Amen. Right.
And any time the devil approached God, Jesus said, No. That's one of mine. That's one of mine.
Right.
There's no judgment going for that.
That's right.
There's no judgment for that. Do you realize when the bride gets up, we're going
from the sleeping to the living to the marriage supper.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. We're not going by way of the judgment
seat.
No.
No.
Thank you, Lord.
No.
When the judgment seat happens, that'll be 1,000 years later.
That's right.
When all the dead shall hear his voice.
Yeah, that's right.
That's when he's going to pay his, he's going to give them their just due. But even then, we're not going to the judgment.
No, we'll be going to the judgment.
Right.
Yes. And we'll be judging.
That's right.
When they stand up and they said, Brother Peterson,
come on.
I knew that man.
Yes.
And Jesus said, what'd you do for that man?
Come on.
Yeah. He said, well, when he was sick, I took him some food.
Right.
Yeah. And I took care of him.
Amen.
I did this something.
I never did go to his church.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I never did give my life and follow his message.
Uh-huh.
But I was a good neighbor.
Amen.
And God's going to say,
He's done
unto
me.
When do we do this? Why do we get to go?
Yeah.
And you've done this to the least of these.
Amen.
They're going to be judged.
Yeah.
Not us.
Right.
We're going to be back there as witnesses of what they've done for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
So true.
Amen.
So he sat there for 2,000 years. Being mediator between God and man.
Amen.
But at the end of that 2,000 years, something changed.
Yes.
That's right.
He stopped being mediator.
Yeah.
Amen.
Judgment.
Yes. Remember over there in Isaiah when Jesus was in the temple and read the scripture, said, the Lord, Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Right.
He's anointed me. Yeah. What is Isaiah? I don't want to turn there, but let me see. Let's just turn real quick. Isaiah 61. Amen. Jesus read this in the temple. But Jesus knew the plan. So he knew how far to go. And he knew where to stop.
That's right.
Isaiah 61, verse 1.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. And hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, and to proclaim the liberty of the captives, and the opening of prison to them that are bound.
Yes.
And then he stopped. Why did he keep reading?
Yeah.
Because that's all he was supposed to do.
Right.
That's his part. That's what he was here to do.
Amen.
And that's what he would refer back to when John the Baptist was questioning whether or not he was supposed to be the one. Mm-hmm. And so tell John the blind are being seen. Blind get your eyes open. I'm fulfilling exactly what the word says.
Amen.
And so Jesus knew to read as far as he did, and he stopped. And
you got to remember,
he didn't have a Bible like we did.
Right.
He wrote the Bible.
He was the Bible.
Yes.
They had scrolls.
Yeah.
And it just read straight through. No chapters and verses.
No.
Jesus went right over to Isaiah. And it wasn't 61. He rolled through the scrolls to where it was talking about him.
Amen.
Right. He rolled through the scrolls. They got it. Here we go.
That's it. That's our game.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
And when he read that, the high priest got mad.
Yeah, he did.
And they're like, what? This scripture is fulfilled. Yes.
Amen.
But he stopped there. But let's just read verse 2, because verse 2. It's talking about the end time.
Right. Different day. Yes.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God and to comfort all that mourn.
Amen.
That's us.
That's us.
That's our day.
That's us.
Yeah.
Vengeance is mine, said the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Judgment is God's.
Yeah.
Judgment
Amen.
Come at the end time.
Amen.
Do you realize after he sat on that throne?
Right.
This is a bigger story than I got time to
get.
He sat on that throne as a priest.
Yes.
Mediator between God and man.
Right.
You know how the Catholic do it. You go and you get in one booth and you talk to the priest in the next booth and say, forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 20 days since I've last confessed.
Yeah.
And you tell him your sin. And then the mediator sits there and he says, do 10 Hail Marys and you'll be fine. That's a mediator.
Yeah.
But that ain't our mediator.
No.
Our mediator was God himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
He sat on the throne for 2,000 years mediating between God and man.
Yeah.
And the mediation was, we're not good enough, and we can't do this without
right.
you. And it took the blood of Jesus Christ to cover all of our sins.
Amen.
All the way through the ages. Every age needed the same remedy. The blood of Jesus Christ.
That's right.
No matter what the problem was, the blood of Jesus Christ. Satan would come and approach the throne and said, hey, Brother Peterson did this. Jesus said, I don't see it.
Thank you, Lord.
The blood's covered it.
Yeah.
But this person over here is going to go to hell for that. That's okay. His blood covers him. There's no judgment for him.
Amen.
See, that's the difference between us and the world.
Yes.
Oh, we do the same things the world do. We got to ask for repentance all the time.
We
got to die daily. We ain't no good.
No.
Amen. You ain't so righteous you don't need the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We all need the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
We all need to repent. We all need to ask God forgiveness. We all need to know that it's the blood of Jesus Christ that reconciles us to himself. Not us.
Amen. Good man.
It was God in Christ
yes.
reconciling the world unto yes. himself
Amen.
By his blood.
Right. Yes.
That blood was sprinkled 7 times.
Amen.
It was sprinkled for every age.
Right.
And the same remedy for him, Paul, was the same remedy
That's
for William.
Right.
Forgiveness for your sins. Forgiveness for your sins.
Yes.
Your
shortcomings.
I overlook him. I forgive him. I don't even see it.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's what the blood did.
Right.
But at the end time,
come on, Bob.
After there was only 7 sprinkles.
Right. Yeah.
There's not 8.
Uh-huh.
At the end time in Revelation chapter 5, he sat there and then it got to a point and said, well,
yes,
my job here is done.
Yes.
Right.
Brother Brown said that high priest was had the pat over his shoulder.
Right, right.
He said, but when he come from that throne,
right.
He moved it.
Yeah.
To judge.
Yes, is what
he says.
Down where he could be judged.
Yes.
In other words, he was changed. See, these are just signs and wonders. These are just symbols.
Right.
In other words, he changed from an intercessor to a judge.
Yes. Amen.
When he came down here in 1963, he did not come down as high priest.
No, sir.
Day of vengeance.
Yes.
I read
Amen.
It. Day of vengeance.
That's the word.
That's where we're at.
Uh-huh. Yes.
He's not down here trying to save anymore.
No.
He's judging. Judging this world.
Come on.
Amen.
He stopped saving when he left the throne
Amen.
As a high priest.
Right.
Amen.
He sat there until every name was named.
That's
what
right.
name? These 7 names.
Amen.
You think, well, I wasn't born in 1963. He didn't call my name then. Name ain't there.
Oh, okay.
Your name is listed under your messenger for
yes.
your day.
Yes.
There was only 7 names.
Glory.
But after that 7 name was mentioned, he got up and said, well.
Yeah.
It's time.
Brother Brandon said every name was named counted under
for.
The sixth seal.
Yes.
Everybody was counted for under the sixth seal.
Amen.
That's you, me. I don't even care if you weren't even born.
Come on.
You were counted for under the message of the angel.
That's right.
That's why you got to come to the message. That's why you got to recognize your day in this message.
Right.
Because outside of that, there is no blood for you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why denominations are in trouble.
Come on.
Do you realize they got to go to the great white throne judgment to find out if they get to go or not?
Yes.
Right.
I don't need to know whether I get to go or not. I know I'm going.
Amen.
I know I'm going.
Amen.
I was counted under that 7 messengers.
Come on.
I was counted under the word of the God of the hour.
Yes.
I'm already accounted for. And when he got off that throne, it included me.
Come on. Only 7 names.
There's only 7.
Yeah.
And that last name included me, even though I didn't even come to the message until 1980. In 1963, when he came off the throne, that's when he came off the throne.
Amen.
He came off the throne in 1963 when the seals were opened.
Yes.
That last seal with the 7th seal, and that 7th seal, Brother Brown said, people didn't know this, but that was the coming of the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
That was Thessalonians chapter 4.
That's right. Come on.
The Lord himself.
Yes.
I've heard the cry of my people, and I've come down.
Yes.
The Lord himself descended from heaven with a shout.
Yes.
What's a shout? A message.
Yes.
And a voice.
And a voice.
What's a voice? The voice is in the bride. That's a uniting voice.
Yes.
And the trump is uniting the living and the dead.
Yes.
Let me tell y'all.
Come on.
I can't hide stuff.
Come on.
I tell my church too much. I have to be too honest with them. I used to think that shouting the voice is done because the shout is said, okay, Brother Branham is here.
Right.
The voice is in the bride.
That's right.
And because the bride's here.
Right.
And I thought, well, the trumpet's uniting of the living and the dead, and, uh-huh. and that's still yet to come.
Come on.
God corrected me right in the pulpit.
Yes.
He said, no, 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 no.
No.
Brother Branham said God did all three in his coming.
Yeah.
Yes.
All three.
Yeah.
So
came in 63?
The uniting of the living and the dead
came
in 63.
Come on.
With the understanding of who they were.
Right. Right.
The walls of partition came down.
We're talking about the
whole bride. Amen.
We're all part of the same bride.
Right. Right.
I told him, I said, they want the same thing we want.
Amen.
They are over there. And Brother Brown said that they came with him. His reward, you know what the scripture says, his reward came with him.
Right.
Yeah. Well, they came back when he came back. He's not down here and they're up there.
No,
and
he's
going to say, oh, hold on a minute.
Silence.
Let me go get the dead.
No.
No. They came with him.
Right.
Yes. Brother Branham told us that dimension is just a little bit higher.
Right.
Just a little bit faster.
Yes.
Right. But they're here.
Right.
You can't see them just like Gehazi couldn't see them.
Right.
But when the prophet told him, said, oh, you need to understand.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about this battle.
Right.
That was ours. It's the Lord.
Yes.
Lord. He said, Lord, open up his eyes.
Open up his eyes.
Yeah.
Open his eyes. Let him see that they that are with us
are
much more than they that are with them.
Amen.
And our problem is we just can't see them.
Yeah.
Right. That's
true.
They're here.
No way to understand.
Lord, open our eyes.
Come on.
The rapture is already taking place.
Yes, sir.
We're in the middle of it.
Yes.
The only difference between us and them is our location.
That's right.
Okay.
Listen to this. We want a new body.
Yes, yes we do.
They want a new body.
Yes.
Amen.
We want the rapture.
Yes.
They want the rapture.
Yes.
We want the marriage supper.
Yes.
They want the marriage supper.
Yes.
We're now speaking the same language.
Yes.
When those walls of partition came down at the opening of the seals, the entire bride started saying the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Because Paul wasn't separated from Aretas and Martin.
No,
Wesley anymore.
Right.
Remember when Brother Brown went over there? He heard Paul's people go, and he said, what is that? They said, oh, that's Paul going in with his people.
Right.
So they were all separate. They were all in their little cliques and their little groups.
Partition.
But then when the partitions came down,
at
the opening of the seal, see, the partition is the lack of understanding.
Amen.
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
And when the seals were open, remember the seals were open in heaven first.
Right.
It opened up there, then come down here in Revelation 10.
That's right.
But when the seals were open, it opened up everybody's mind to the whole story of redemption.
Yes.
So the bride that was over there, they were partitioned away. No longer. Paul said, oh, Luther said, Wesley, you talked about me.
Yeah.
Wesley's like, I didn't know no better. I didn't know you were part of the body.
Right.
Pentecost said, well, Wesley, don't worry about it. We said you didn't speak in tongues, so we didn't think you were part of the body.
Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
They got to understand that each one of them was part of that body.
That's right.
Amen.
So when he came down in 1963, he brought his reward with him.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Here, we can't see him, but we're all saying the same thing.
Same thing.
Amen. We're united. Now that token that's covered the entire body, it covers us all.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
When he left that throne, he come down here and brought everything with him.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And it took the blood to do it all.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Without the blood, there is no remission of sins.
Amen.
The thing is, you got to identify with it.
Yes.
Right. You got to identify.
Remember when that lamb was slain? Mm-hmm. That lamb, after it's been kept up, you have to lay your hand on it.
That's right.
You can just sit back and say, I believe it.
But
you got to identify.
You take care of the work.
Right.
No, you have to put your hand on the lamb.
Yes.
You have to feel the life in it. You have to watch the blood.
Yes.
You have to see it all the way through. because that Lamb gave his life for you.
Yeah.
You can't just be no part-time believer.
That's right.
No. Some part-time Christian.
No.
You got to take and put the token on you totally.
Totally.
When the token was a public display.
Uh-huh. Right.
Amen.
They got to know you're a believer.
Right. Yeah.
They have to.
Right.
And I'm not saying go out here and try to preach them all in. I'm saying your very life.
Life.
Yeah.
Amen.
On display.
Amen.
Display the token that your family, your friends, your brothers, everybody knows.
Everybody.
I'm representing that life that was
the
blood of Jesus Christ was shed for me.
Right.
I am the very living explanation
of
that token has to be on display, but you got to identify with this thing.
That's right.
Lay your hand on it. Say it belongs to me. Say I belong to him.
I belong to him.
Amen.
He belongs to her and she belongs to him. It's not a one-way thing.
That's right.
Right. We belong to Jesus and he belongs to us.
Amen.
I identify with him. I'm not ashamed. Paul said,
I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
Right.
Of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power unto salvation.
Amen.
Oh, everyone that believes it. That's all I know this
for. That's the key.
That's all it's really for.
Amen.
But that token was held at evening time. To cover the whole body.
Amen.
And now when you look at the token, you realize that token was the blood, the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus Christ. It's been down in every age, but at the end time, it does something a little different.
Right.
It doesn't mean you got a different Holy Ghost.
No.
We're not going to get over there and say, I'm better than them.
No. No.
It's the same Holy Ghost, but a different job.
Right.
Our job is to believe the report and get the data.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
That's our job. That's a heavy duty job.
Uh-huh.
That's a heavy duty job.
Yeah.
No, he didn't ask you to go up here and give your life.
Right.
No.
Go ahead and get your babies tore out of your stomach.
No.
He didn't ask you to do that. He didn't ask you to write the Bible.
No.
No.
Get the theses put on the door.
No,
you didn't have to do that.
No.
But you do have to get the data.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
He's still God.
Yeah.
God still has come down. He has still heard the cry of his people.
Right.
He is still fulfilling his word.
Right.
His truth is marching on.
Right.
It's not slowing down. You can't stop it. You can't slow it down. You can't hinder it. It's going to do what it's ordained to do because it's the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
You want to know what God's doing? Watch his fingerprint. Watch what he's doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see it in Exodus. You can see it in the New Testament. You can see it all the way down to the book of Revelation.
Right.
That's why at the end time, it's the spirit and the bride say come.
Yes.
Right.
Because she has made herself
ready.
She's done it.
Yeah.
He gives us the credit.
Amen.
Here she's been doing it all seven ages. Now to come down here at the end time, the bride...
Yes, sir.
Has made herself
ready.
Right.
Amen.
We're not short of anything.
No.
We're not nothing. And you say, well, it's not going to be a big number. It never has been.
No.
You know the top of the pyramid is a point?
Point.
Yeah.
Amen.
The pyramid is made of people. When this thing wraps up, there's not going to be very many.
Amen.
Quit looking for 10,000. Quit looking for 10 million. Quit looking for 5,000.
Right.
You better look at your little church and say, whoa.
Amen.
That's right.
I'm glad he said we're two or three are gathered.
Yeah.
He didn't want to block himself out. Because he knew at the end time there wasn't going to be many.
Yeah.
A lot of them claim the message, but they all don't have the token.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The token is the life of Christ on display.
Yes.
When I see the blood, when I see the token, I'll pass over you.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you for letting us
come. Thank you, Lord.
Hope that gives you something to think about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Come do something with this.